When you tell someone they can't raise their prices because of A, B, and C,
it hurts everyone.
Hello, hairdressers. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
You're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
A one-on-one coaching company for hairdressers by hairdressers.
If you are still using a front desk in your salon, it may be time to future-proof your business with Aura Salonware. Aura allows you and your team to check clients out from any device. That means there is no need for a front desk or front desk overhead. What's even more amazing is that clients can check themselves out using the Aura app from their own device. With Aura Salonware, you can finally let technology streamline your business. Start removing your front desk today by visiting aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
Do you know what your hair color is costing your business? Well, SalonScale does. Discover how SalonScale's cost-saving technology can save your business money. Their mobile app and Bluetooth scale accurately calculate the cost of hair color usage. It records formulas, tracks product usage in real time, helps manage expenses, reduce waste, and boosts profit.
We want to give all of our listeners 10% off their first year of SalonScale by visiting salonscale.com/DTH. And for our current students in our one-on-one coaching program, you will receive 25% off all team and solo annual plans. Ask your coach for details to redeem.
Sliding scales.
Let's talk about sliding scales today. Well, it's come up. People have had questions like, oh, should I do commission? Should I do sliding scales commission? Should I do booth rental? Should I?
No, wait. My favorite is when they go, we have a really unique system.
It's like,
when
it's not unique.
You are a newer stylist, you make 3% of all your services. Uh-huh. And then if you sell $2 million of retail, we bring that up to about 7%.
Yeah.
And then if you can hit about $15 million in retail, you get to walk away with a total of 10%. It's just like so fucking stupid.
Over, it was 2021. I was coaching actually two very popular salons, which I'm not going to say their name, but they did make transitions.
Bippity boop and boopity bop.
Mm-hmm. And both of them, they were friends, but both of them worked with the same lawyer, I say that loosely, to help them set up their sliding scales.
Wait, did you coach them on sliding scales?
No, I coached them out of sliding scales.
Oh.
And their sliding scales were so unachievable that none of the stylists could even get to the level. So when...
On purpose.
And it, from the lawyer's perspective, it was set up that way to be like, you'll never have to pay out this much. But what it actually did was create unachievable opportunities. I mean, these were...
So you just gaslight your employees.
For sure. And so in the offer, it was presented them when then hiring of like, you have the potential to make this much. But it's like, why are... What? But... Also, I've worked with a lot of salons that were sliding scale and we've coached them out of it as well because it creates this precedent of like, I am not good enough unless I'm hitting this one. I'm not worth this price point. I'm not worth this money. I'm not worth this anything. And especially, we all know that everything in the world has shifted and changed. Like,
well, it also takes away, like with hourly pricing, what we're valuing is your time. And with sliding scales, what you're valuing is your ability to
work through service
mm-hmm. and work more and do more. So your time is of no value.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is,
and it's like
a sliding scale, the percentages are like so low even if you do get more commission, it's pointless.
It's also, it's such a minute amount. And I don't think a lot of hairdressers are doing the math to see like, okay, that's like $5 or, you know what I mean? Like it's
like
something small.
At most, and again, it might be $100.
Yeah. Again, so many of them are different, but also... It's such, shit happens. Life happens. People get sick. We're not allowing, I mean, rightfully so.
Do they?
But we're not allowing people to come in sick anymore.
Have you heard of hairdresser healthcare?
You don't have to be horribly sick anymore. So
hairdresser health scare is hairdresser healthcare.
There is...
Come on, that was amazing.
That was hilarious.
Okay,
I'm
thanks.
Losing my point.
Sorry,
you keep interrupting.
I'm interrupting. I know, I'm sorry.
So, I forgot it. Go ahead. I hate you. God. Wait, it's back. Okay.
Oh.
So the reality is the idea of it is one, it can be no one's setting it up based on anything but their own preferences, right? Or they're talking to outside industry, or maybe they're talking to industry and it's a salon mimicking another salon, right? So there's no structure to it, because what it does is it creates this idea of like, this is this and that is that. It's not like, it's making it like you have to reach this to be successful, mm-hmm. versus like you just are successful and you have the opportunity to create
it's
a world.
It's just another barrier.
Another barrier. But my point was, there are weeks where we are so filled, right? Imagine being that stylist and being like, fuck yes, like I'm going to hit that, my numbers this week. Like I'm going to hit that. Life happens. We hopefully are holding people to cancellation policies, but not everyone is. Next thing you know, people can't come in because they're sick. Life happens. This gets dumped down. So now I'm making a less commission this week based on the three people that canceled, when I could just be making the same commission. And it doesn't make sense. And I understand why it can be enticing to a salon owner. But it also creates an opportunity, like, or not an opportunity, but like you said, a barrier for salon owners to not make the money. Like, because you're paying out this commission does not mean you're losing money.
No.
If your stylist, or if you're holding your stylist accountable to raising their prices, you're coaching them, you're leading them, you're guiding them, they're going to be making more money. If they have a full book, like, it's going to be successful. But I think what happens is salon owners put this, like, they're putting in a box with sliding scales, and it's painful because what happens next is like, they're like, these are my stylists, where we teach constantly be hiring.
Right.
Like be hiring, make sure that you're filling up your space.
When you do sliding scales, you remove coaching your team on how to value themselves and mm-hmm. to promote themselves and to build themselves. And you're saying, you're taking that away and you're coaching to a number they're supposed to reach. Mm-hmm. So it's just dehumanizing.
Yeah.
And I think that...
Because then it feels like they'll never get their pay or a raise or anything unless...
It also gets frustrating to the stylist and then they leave because mm-hmm. they're like... That's like... that to me, if someone's new to the industry or they've been in the industry for 20 years, it doesn't matter who's busier, who's doing more. So you should just get paid... the same. If you work for me, you're all going to get paid the same. And then the rest is up to you. And it gives autonomy and it gives freedom and it gives personal responsibility. And if someone can't live like that, then they just can't work for me.
I also think that people are afraid to put it on the client.
Yeah.
And when you think about other businesses, they make money from the consumer, from right. the client, right? And for some reason, In the salon, we're constantly competing with each other. The salon owner should pay me. No, they shouldn't. Like,
yeah, the client should.
I'm not raising my prices. The salon owner should give me more commission. No.
Right.
And then the salon owner is like, I'm taking that commission. Like, they're not making enough, so I need to take more commission, right?
Right.
Or give them a less commission. No, no. One commission
to rule them all.
One commission. And... the stylists raise their prices and
right.
the clients pay for that. That's how the business runs successfully.
If you work for a salon that does sliding scales or gives everybody a bunch of random, like this person gets more commission because they did this.
Because they've been with me the longest
run. Yeah. Those salons are unstable. There's favoritism. There's seniority. All of those things are super toxic. Everyone should have the same commission. And
have equal opportunity to grow and
exactly.
make as much money as they want to. And that's the part that we're missing. When you tell someone they can't raise their prices because of A, B, and C,
it hurts everyone.
It hurts you as a salon owner. It hurts the stylist. If you have a stylist saying, like, I want to make more money, I want to charge this. Like, first off, that doesn't happen very often.
No.
And so it's like, I think salon owners have this fear that all of their staff is going to try to raise their prices $500 more at once and they're going to lose the whole... That's not going to happen. The stylist is like, can I please charge $10 more?
Right.
And that's okay. But allow them to create their own, like earn their own process in this. Like, okay, I make this much commission. It's unlimited. I can make, if I want to make $1 million, all right, well, this is what I have to charge. This is how much I have to work.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know that's a huge number, but it's.
I just want to be clear that when we talk about commission, you and I know that we mean 46, 47, or 48% mm-hmm. for the hairdresser. I realize that we know that because that's what we promote at DTH. But there are salons out there that people are getting 38%, 41%.
So low, yeah.
Or they get 50% with 10% off the top, which is 40%,
yeah.
right? Like, So
when they get 10% in education.
Right, exactly. So when we're talking about a good commission salon, that means that everyone would get the same commission rate, and it's either going to be 46%
it might be.
46% across the board, 47% across the board, or 48% across the board. Mm-hmm. Anything above 48% is not sustainable in any for the salon, and anything below 46% is not sustainable for the hairdresser. And I will battle anyone with those numbers. Mm-hmm. And now a word from our sponsors.
What if you could still give your clients great hair with less products? What if that product line made you money with less inventory on the shelves? What if that product line was also made with gentle ingredients, is biodegradable, and the packaging is refillable? All this may seem impossible, but with Hairstory, it is possible. Hairstory is a brand that is equal parts mindful as it is great hair. Give your clients amazing products while filling your bank account with extra cash. Ready to try New Wash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today.
We have spent the last year working with our amazing partners at CTX to bring you hairdresser healthcare. We at Destroy the Hairdresser, in a groundbreaking collaboration with health industry veterans, are bringing our listeners health plans that cover every professional in the beauty industry. This includes individuals, teams, and families. We are currently in the process of insuring thousands of beauty professionals in all 50 states. Healthcare benefits are now open, and guess what? There's no enrollment deadline. Sign up during any month of the year and gain health benefits quickly. Get your name on the list by visiting destroythehairdresser.com/hairdresser. Healthcare. If you work for a salon that pays you less than 46%, you need to find a place that will pay you 46, 47, 48,
and allow you to raise your prices.
Because yes, you should be able
to raise your prices. Just because you're getting 46%, if you're not charging enough to have it be profitable, then that's not
going to work.
Yeah,
you can't charge $30 and then go and ask for 40 something percent.
Yeah,
it doesn't
exactly.
make sense.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense. But something that I will say
is, hold on, I want to finish this.
Oh, go. Yes.
And if you work for a salon that gives you more than 48%, it feels really wonderful, but that salon will close.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable for the salon owner. And yes, the salon might be bringing in money, but I'm telling you, the salon owner is not getting a salary or a paycheck. And because it's happening, it will eventually fail.
Mm-hmm. Sliding scales also have a cap, right? Like eventually there is the top of the scale.
Yeah. Then what?
And so then it's like, you get to this place where you're just like, let's say there is a stylist who's like, fuck yeah, I'm going to rock this scale, because there are stylists like that. Like, I was that person. I'm like, I give me a goal, I will meet it. And so getting to that top, then it's like, well, I'm still not making what I want to make. Or maybe I am. Let's just say, for sake of this example, I'm making good money up there. But what's my next? Like, what's my next level? Like,
they'll make one up and you can't
I'm
achieve
sure.
it.
And then it's going. It's just like, I'm starting to negotiate, like, well, now we're going to do this and we're going to put me on salary. And then it's always this, we can't do that because A, B, and C.
This is what they do next. They go, well, we're going to pay you to be in charge of education.
No. Mm-mm. But you still have to work the amount that you're working,
you
and you still have to meet
40
those numbers.
Hours,
yeah.
But you're also in charge of education.
So it gets icky. And, you know, the reality is,
clarity is key.
Clarity is key. Thank you. I couldn't get the words
also,
out.
Also, sliding scales is a nightmare.
To manage?
To do payroll.
Oh my God, right? Because it's like,
it's double the math.
Half the week we're here, So it's one
Waste
of those
of
things. It's like, when we talk about streamlining your business, that is not the way to do it. And I just think, give everybody a fair opportunity. It also shows you which stylist you want to work for you.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity to make as much money you want in my business.
When a salon says that they do sliding scales, it tells me that the salon owner is basing their business on motivation,
mm-hmm.
And not sustainable proactivity.
Yeah.
They're not building people. They're building factory workers. Mm-hmm. And like a factory worker, if you can produce enough, you'll get a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what it is. Do the math. The bonus is very low. But it's all psychological. It's almost manipulative.
Yeah.
Whereas,
unless I'm getting thousands of dollars as a bonus,
yeah,
it's not worth it to me.
Yeah. If you want to do something where people make a lot of money, like, you should do profit sharing or a giant bonus if the salon hits a big number, then everybody gets extra money, but it's not based on their commission or their work or their hourly value. Whereas when you do hourly pricing, your time is valued. This sliding scales just goes right back to the Industrial Revolution of like clock in, clock out. And the harder you work, the higher you can climb.
We're tired.
We're fucking exhausted.
No one wants to have to work, you know, that many hours to produce. Like,
I've also never met a hairdresser that was like, I'm so glad that I worked for a salon that did sliding scales. I can retire comfortably now.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, they're left with not a lot.
They probably switched industries.
Well, yeah, they switched industries. And what happens to the... I worked for a salon that had sliding scales when I was younger. And I had a friend. She always killed it. She was selling retail. She was...
Yeah.
But she looked at hair as a... way to make money. Mm-hmm. She was really good at hair, but she was very industrious and she always killed it. But then it got to a point where she's like, I don't want to work this hard anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want
to, catches up to
I
you.
Don't want to have to work this hard to make a higher percentage when I can just go work on my own and make a higher percentage. So when people go, oh, I went to a salon suite because I make more money. That is true. If your commission was super low, but if your commission is healthy, it isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say the 46, 47, or 48 is fair, because that is what you would essentially be taking home if you owned.
If you're not making money when you're working for a fair commission, You're not working for a fair commission, or then it sits on you a little bit. Are you doing what you need to do to build your business?
Yeah, I can give you a fair commission, but where are your clients?
But what are you going to do with it?
Right.
Yeah, so it definitely takes two. Like, I think people think we're like hard on saloners. We are, because it starts from the top. Change starts from the top. But there also has to be a level from the hairdressers as well of like, no, I'm accountable too. I'm going to be responsible for my own success. But saloners have to give the platform for that.
Well, sliding scales is kind of, we talked about this in episodes before. Like, sliding scales is a way to alleviate pain, but it's pain. It's not alleviating pain properly.
Yeah.
Whereas if I give you a fair commission and I say, it's up to you to build, up to you to set the price that you want to charge, I'm giving that pain back to the hairdresser, who's going to learn and grow and develop from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on me as the business owner.
Yeah.
I know what I need to run my business, and I'm going to trust that the person I hired knows what they need to run their business. And if they can't, they can't work for me. It's simple.
It is that simple.
It doesn't have to be.
I don't think that you're right for this team.
And when you're, if you find that you're arguing a lot with a team member, or they're not charging enough, or they want more commission, like, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Either your business is not set up sustainably, or they don't understand how to manage freedom or their own expectations. Like, that's why we created DTH. That's why we created a one-on-one coaching company, for people to have someone to talk to about these things. So I know that when people listen to our podcast, they're like, you know, they're hearing it, they're applying it to their life, and that's what makes them agree with us or not, whether it makes sense to them or not, or whether, you know, maybe someone's hearing this and they're like, well, I do sliding scales and I don't have a problem with it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is still doesn't make what we're saying less true or not good. It's just that you need to start looking at things. If you want to make money and you want to make money sustainably, there's a much better way to do it.
Next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
Do you want to know why we like front desks? Everyone goes, I love my front desk. I couldn't live without them. You know why you like your front desk? Because you don't have to take responsibility for what you charge.
Mm-hmm.